welcome to the special edition of We the People, coming to you this evening from Mumbai. The city has become the subject or the focus of not just national but even global attention. This after the execution of Yaqub Memon, convicted for the 1993 blast in which 257 people were killed. Many are describing this as a moment that finally provides some emotional closure and some justice for the victims of the Mumbai blast. Others, however, on the ground here in Mumbai are questioning that narrative as incomplete. They're saying that while there should be and must be justice for the blast victims, what about justice for the victims, 900 of whom died in the riots that preceded the blast? On We the People today, we look at whether the state has in fact displayed a dualism, whether the idea of justice can be complete without justice for both the blast victims and the riot victims, or why it has to be an either-or debate at all. Also, has the Yaqub Memon execution given us pause, and should it make us reconsider our laws on capital punishment? I'll start with you, Shobha Day. You have been writing that there is an attempt in a section of the media to create empathy, as it were, for Yaqub Memon, but why not the same empathy for the victims of the blast? Why did you see this week as a week that attempted to create empathy for Memon when all, at least some journalists simply did, was to question the narrative around Memon, to question whether he had indeed cooperated with investigative agencies, and then of course philosophical differences on capital punishment?
Barkha, to start with, it's a city that's deeply scarred, Mumbai. It's a deeply wounded city. We are living in very, very volatile, very emotional times. Anybody who's lived through those times cannot really be disconnected emotionally from the issue. A death is a death is a death.
Regardless. A victim is a victim is a victim.
Absolutely. So there is no question. I didn't say that there's an attempt to lionize him or make him a hero, though there have been sections in the media who have said it. I do believe that in a democracy, whoever has an opinion to state, before the hanging, it's a huge debate that must be encouraged. As you can see, I'm very bleary-eyed. I haven't slept for a week. There's a dichotomy in my own mind. I'm confused. Yeah. Is this right? Is this wrong? I am questioning everything.
That confusion or contradictions or ambivalence that you feel may capture what a lot of us feel.
A lot of us, I'm
but
sure.
But Ashok, you don't have that confusion. I've been following your tweets. You actually said, saluting the Indian judiciary for upholding this verdict. But you know, you belong to the city. You know what the sentiments are on the ground. Some people are saying, bahut achha hua. There are other people who are saying, achha hua, lekin incomplete justice hai. And then there's a third category who are saying, pata nahi achha bhi hua ya nahi.
Barkha, I'm a victim of terrorism myself in Kashmir. Any murder or any killing is not right if he is innocent. We are talking about mercy petitions. We are talking about a convicted terrorist. We were concerned about whether he was rightly hanged or not hanged. All these lawyers reached the Chief Justice's house late in the night. The people who killed, whom he killed, he didn't give them opportunity to file mercy petitions. He didn't give them an opportunity. He didn't give them an opportunity to talk to their daughters on the phone. It was a mass murder. So if you have taken the right to live from me, I have a right to take the life from you. And they should be hanged. It's as simple as that. Let us not get into the technicalities. Let us not get into the legalities. I wanted to live and you didn't allow me to live. So you have no right to live.
Let me just bring in Dilip D'Souza now. Dilip, I think the point that Ashok Pandit raises is that there's a perception that there was an exceptionalism shown for a man who was convicted for terrorism. That a battery of lawyers were there knocking on the judiciary's door at midnight. That nobody went to the judiciary at midnight to knock for the victims of the blast.
Everybody, every criminal, like it or not, in a democracy, in a judiciary, has to have representation. I have no problem with Yaqub Memon getting his punishment, whatever it is. I do have a philosophical objection to the death penalty, I will admit that. But nobody that I know of has ever said, give him mercy, don't punish him, he's not guilty. We are A, opposed to the death penalty. And people are saying the dichotomy that you raised earlier of the justice that has been delivered in the case of the bomb blast and the injustice that still persists in the case of the
riot victims.
Please tell me, where are the people talking about the justice for those people?
On this program, talking about them.
I'm so glad you are. And let me also say, there was a long trial of 15 years, 100 people were convicted in the case of the bomb blast. There have been three convictions.
Yeah.
In the case of the riots, and those are for hate speech, they're not even for rape and murder.
But Shobha, respond to what Dilip is saying, that Ashok may have his sentiment absolutely taken, but for the city of Mumbai that saw these as twins, as coupled, interlinked, interwoven events.
Every terror act is related. When people die, when innocents die, we should feel exactly the same way for innocents anywhere in the world dying.
Absolutely.
What we're saying today is there has been a selective process.
Hmm.
And that the state has not been completely transparent and fair. So where do we start now? Do we begin by all the what has preceded? And then in that case, let's fast track everything. And I think the time to transform India, to take a fresh look at the judicial process is now.
A Khan, can we, you see, some people say, agar justice ek cheez mein nahi hui, iska ye nahi matlab that you question it when it happens in the other. You have welcomed this execution.
No, you know, very frankly, it's been blown out of proportion.
How?
Man has been convicted. He's gone through every judicial procedure that was available to him. And his capital punishment was upheld. Now, we are blowing out of proportion. That is no concern. How can you say that justice has been delivered by hanging one person? Most of the persons who are behind the plot are sitting pretty behind the skirts of ISI or somewhere.
Tiger Memon and Dawood Ibrahim.
You can't say that justice has been delivered to the blast victim. Riot victims, no justice has been given.
That you concede?
Yeah, I concede. Because it was shoddily, sloppily investigated by officers who themselves were accused of complicity.
Ashok, quick response and then I want to come into
the Barga, I want to raise one more question. This entire euphoria, lawyers reaching in the night, 2 o'clock, judges remaining awake for the entire night. Why was not this done when Ajmal Kasab was hanged? Just because consequences.
Let me finish. Nobody felt for Kasab. I'll tell you.
The reason is that Ajmal Kasab was a poor guy. He had no money behind him.
No,
there was no money of. There was no money. There was no. There was no. No, no. There was no money.
Who's come here?
No, you're not trying to understand.
You cannot compare.
Shobhaji, you're not trying to understand what I'm saying. Tiger Memon's money, Dao's money, which was pumped in to save this man at the last minute, is what I'm questioning. Nothing
can you prove that?
One minute. You are saying Dawood's money and Tiger Memon's money has financed those 5 lawyers who went to the Supreme Court
system.
In the middle. How can you say that? Ashok, come on. That's not obvious. One second. You can feel it, but you must be able to substantiate something so serious. Ashok, how is it obvious? Are you saying anybody who disagrees with an execution is financed by the ISI?
It's very obvious. You've seen.
How is it obvious?
Entire element. Okay.
Shobha, you obviously disagree. I have a right to feel the difference.
Kasab was a Pakistani man sent on a specific mission. Neither did he say he didn't do it. Hold on. It's a mass murder. Yes, he was an illiterate man. He was a poor man. You cannot equate an educated professional working in the city of Mumbai. Please let us not forget that Memon is Indian.
Kasab is Pakistani. Ashokji, in a democracy, Ashokji, with due respect, in a democracy, you can't say anyone who disagrees with you is Pakistani or financed by Pakistan. Ye to nahi ho sakta na, sir.
Main soch nahi sakta.
Nahi, aap soch sakte.
There is a difference.
Aapke soch mein kisi ke control nahi hai.
Okay,
I need to go to the other side.
Was a product of Mumbai. He was a Mumbaikar at the end of it all.
So he has a right to kill.
The city made him.
Can we move on? I've got everybody else waiting to speak, so one sentence.
Let us please equate the terrorism of 1992-93, what we're calling riots, with the terrorism of those bomb blasts. Let us talk about that equation.
Is it equivalent? Because there are those who have argued that a terrorist plot like the blast is a well-planned conspiracy. A riot is often a large mob which is not planned in the same way.
Can I quote to you what Justice Shri Krishna says? Let me come in.
Let him complete his sentence. Then he
says, Bal Thackeray, like a veteran general, commanded his Shiv Sainiks to organize attacks against Muslims. I don't see what is more well planned than that.
Zafar.
No, the resentment is not at all, I want to tell you, against execution of Memon.
Huh.
It's not there. We have moved beyond. I'm firmly believing that justice was prevailed. He was given best chance, going to the Supreme Court, midnight, presidential pardon, let's finish it off. And my belief is, all arguments should be only till the judgment is made.
Agreed.
After that, agreed. No argument.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay, now I want to say something.
Absolutely. But there are questions
what is the duplicity?
That remain that
what is the duplicity? Now listen to
Mumbai.
Me, please. The duplicity which yes. is hounding, and I want to ask, can there be peace without justice? We have been seeing this for the past 65 years. In 1983, 10,000 Muslims were massacred in Neyli. There was a commission called Mishra Commission.
Yeah.
That report has not been tabled yet after yeah. 32
yes.
years.
Yes.
I want to ask, were those 10,000 not Indians?
They yeah. were.
Who were they?
They were.
Again, in Hashimpur, from 7-year-old yeah. to 87-year-old is cold-blooded murdered by the police.
Yeah.
What do you call? Is it not an act murder. Of terror?
Yeah, it is.
Is it not murder? And what has happened to them? And again, this Supreme Court judgment says, the High Supreme Court judgment, that this bomb blast happened because something had happened in 92-93 where 970 Muslims were massacred. I want to ask the Mumbaikars, were those 970 not Indians? Who were they? Were they killed by some alien? When bomb blast happened, you hounded, 1,000 policemen hounded in Mahim. Even the barber who was cutting hair of that Dawood or you know, the tiger Mehmans were put behind fire for 6, 7, 8 months. Why did you not show that alacrity when 970 people were killed?
So I'm hearing you say that the debate on Mehman is closed.
It's
the
closed.
Man is dead.
It's closed.
The verdict has been delivered.
It's closed. I'm not arguing.
You are
arguing
on state response, structural duplicity in state
structural
response.
Duplicity.
Okay. Okay. Now,
can you reply to me? Were they not
Zafar, Indian? Zafar. Now, I have to my left and right, according to me, mirror images of grief and of injustice. I have Tahir Wagle and Girish Mehta, both lost their sons. One son was the victim of the blasts. The other son was the victim of the riots in police firing. This politics means nothing to them.
Absolutely.
Because these are two men
Absolutely.
Who have suffered in identical Absolutely. Ways, even though their lives are deconstructed on opposite sides of the political trenches. And
Absolutely.
I just want to hear from them before we come back to all of you. Girish ji, aap se shuru karungi. आपका बेटा 13 साल का था. He was 13 years old. क्या हुआ? How did he die in the blast? आप जरा हमारे ऑडियंस को बताएं.
जब 12 मार्च को फ्राइडे को जब सुबह हुई तभी मुझे पता नहीं था कि आज के दिन मेरे लिए एक इतना खराब दिन होएगा. वहाँ सीक्रेट हार्ट हाईस्कूल में वो पढ़ता था. उस दिन 10 बजे वो आ गया स्कूल से. तो मैंने पूछा क्यों आज? तो बोले पापा आज 12 मार्च को आज एसएससी के एग्जाम शुरू हुई है. तो आज हमें सबको स्कूल में से छोड़ दिया, छुट्टी मिल गया. तो बाद में उन्होंने बोला कि पापा आज मैं क्रिकेट को प्रैक्टिस को शिवाजी पार्क जिमखाना में जाता था. तो बोला आज मैं जल्दी जाऊंगा पापा. मैं बोला कोई वादा नहीं.
बोला तो क्रिकेट खेलने गए
या क्रिकेट प्रैक्टिस कर. 2 साल से वो प्रैक्टिस कर रहा था. मस्जिद मंजर में मेरा क्लाइंट के साथ बात कर रहा था. तो एक डेढ़ बजे वहाँ ब्लास्ट हो गया सेंचुरी अपना मस्जिद अंदर में जौहरी बाजार में
जी.
तो मैं जो बिल्डिंग में बैठा था वो पूरा बिल्डिंग हिल गया. तो हम सब लोग बोला क्या हो गया? तो बोले ब्लास्ट हो गया है. तो मैंने पूछा कि भाई ब्लास्ट हो गया? तो वो बोले कि नहीं नहीं यहाँ नहीं हुआ है, बहुत सब जगह पे हो गया है. मैं तुरंत मस्जिद बंदर से मैं निकला. निकलने के बाद मैं तुरंत घर पे आया. घर पे मैंने वाइफ को पूछा कि भाई क्या तेजस का क्या है कुछ? वो बोले वो तो निकल गया. बोले अभी सेंचुरी बाजार में हुआ है, शिवसेना भवन में हुआ है. तो अभी मुझे डाउट हुआ कि लड़का के पीछे मुझे अभी क्या करूँ मैं.
फिर
तो मैं चलते मैं और माई ब्रदर दोनों चलते गए. तो सेंचुरी बाजार में पूरा ब्लास्ट हो गया था. तो जो दृश्य देखा मुझे बहुत वो हो गया. बोला तो बाद में मैं आगे गया शिवाजी पार्क में. मैं वहाँ पे पूछा. मैं बोला मेरा तेजस लड़का यहाँ पे आया है? बोले नहीं यहाँ तो आया नहीं है. तो मैं बोला ठीक है. बाद में मुझे और थोड़ा ज़्यादा हो गया. मैं बोला अभी ये कहाँ भी फंस गया है. तो मैं बोला चलो कहाँ भी किसी पेरेंट ने किसी ने छोटा बच्चा है तो कहाँ भी उसको संभाल के रखा होगा. तो मैं और मेरा भाई दोनों पूरा
ढूंढते
पूरा ढूंढ के पूरा दिन हमने
ढूंढते
निकाल दिया. कहाँ भी पता नहीं चला. बाद में सुबह हम जब 8:30 बजे हम पोदार हॉस्पिटल वहाँ पे है. वहाँ पे मेरे फ्रेंड ने मुझे बताया कि गिरीश भाई ये आपका लड़का मुझे लगता है, और वो लड़की का तब पोजीशन था उसका पूरा यहाँ चल गया था, पूरा शरीर, कुछ हड्डी सिर्फ थी, नथिंग एल्स। तो आइडेंटिफाई के लिए ऊपर वाला ने मुझे क्या किया होगा कि गिरीश आपका आइडेंटिफाई के लिए मैं इतना, उन्होंने मेरे लड़के का इतना फेस रख दिया।
तो आप
आर यू बिलीव, आप नहीं मानेंगे, मैंने जब देखा तभी उसकी आंख, उसका नाक, कान और बाल शेप, पूरा शेप था, कुछ उसको इफेक्ट नहीं हुआ था, बाकी सब जल गया था। तो मैं खुद सरप्राइज हुआ, मैं बोला अरे पूरा शरीर जल गया है, हड्डी है सिर्फ, और ऐसा बैठा है वो सीट पे, और पूरा शेप, पूरा ऊपर का फेस दिख रहा है। तो मैंने तुरंत, मेरे फ्रेंड थे, उसको डेटोल से हमने पूरा साफ किया, बाद में मैंने आइडेंटिफाई की इज माई सन, माई तेजस। वो बाद में जब किया तभी हमने फाइनल किया कि ये मेरा लड़का है।
और आज आप वो टाई लेके आए हैं?
यस यस,
ये लेके आए हैं
जी, ये जो उनका तो स्कूल का यूनिफॉर्म है, उस दिन उन्होंने टाई, ये टाई है उसका।
This is the tie that Tejas was wearing when his father...
For memory. Yeah.
What does this tie mean to you today? Ek aapki bachche ki nishani.
Yes, nishani. This is nishani. For this is also nishani. Ye khud unka drawing hai. Last unhone jo kiya tha drawing.
These are his last drawings. Ye execution jo hui hai. Aapko lagta hai ki jo aapka dard hai, us pe kuch marham lagi?
Sawal hi nahi hai.
बच्चा तो वापस नहीं आ सकता,
सवाल ही नहीं है।
Now I'm, it's heartbreaking, and you know you're looking at these photographs, the tie, and next to me is another father. This is Girish Mehta, son is victim of the blast. This is Tahir Waghle, son died in police firing. Shahnawaz. So this is Tejas's father. This is Shahnawaz's father. Tahir bhai, क्या हुआ Shahnawaz के साथ?
Shahnawaz को Baikala पुलिस ने मार दी गोली से point blank range में।
क्यों?
17 साल का था और वो 10 तारीख को मारा उसको, 10 जनवरी को। पहले पुलिस 10 बजे डिक्लेयर की कि कर्फ्यू ऑर्डर है, कोई बाहर नहीं निकले जी। फिर 11 बजे कॉम्बिंग ऑपरेशन के नाम पे गलत फ़ायदा लेके वो लोग ऊपर आए, और जितने भी जवान बूढ़े मिले सब लोगों को नीचे लेके आए, और किक मार के वो राइफल का जो बट होता ना उससे मार मार के वो गाड़ियों में बिठाते गए। मेरे लड़के को नीचे लाए, उसने आइडेंटिटी कार्ड बताया, बोला मैं साइंस में पढ़ता हूँ एल्पेशन कॉलेज में। उसका कार्ड फाड़ के फेंक दिया, किशोर मालकर पीसी था, पुलिस कांस्टेबल, बोलते घूम जा, ये मेरी वाइफ है, ये वहाँ पर थी, ऊपर से देख रही थी। उसको घुमाया, उसके कमर में से लगाया वो राइफल 303 की और दबा दिया। बाद में उसको जस्टिस कृष्ण कमीशन ने
जी।
वो मेरे पास आए थे देखने के लिए
जी।
और उन्होंने अपने रिपोर्ट में लिख दिया इट इज कोल्ड ब्लड मर्डर फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ब्लैंक रेंज। ये मैंने नहीं लिखा, वो उन्होंने जज ने लिखा। उसके बाद भी पुलिस भरोसा नहीं कर रही है और मेरी FIR लेने से इनकार कर रही थी। कितने CP के बाद में गया लास्ट में, मैं बोला समन जो हसन गफूर साहब हैं उनके पास जाऊँ, वो बोले मैं कुछ नहीं कहता, तुम हाई कोर्ट में जाओ।
ये अम्मी बैठी है Shahnawaz की आपके साथ
जी। हाँ,
आप कुछ कहना चाहेंगे?
ओ तो थी ना नीचे,
पुलिस मारने को उठी थी हम लोग को, तो वो नहीं,
नहीं बता सकते थे
मैं। कोई बात नहीं,
मुझे थोड़ा बोल 527 नंबर से केस उन्होंने आरिफ नसीम खान ने दाखिल किया है। फिर जज साहब ने पूछे मुझे तुमने उसको पावर दिया था नसीम खान को, मैंने कहा नहीं, नहीं आरिफ नसीम खान को मैंने RTI मारा। बोला तुमने ऐसा क्यों किया, मुझे दिल्ली में ले जाके क्यों बता दिया आप, मैं 65 ओल्ड हूँ, मैं कहाँ से दिल्ली जाऊँ और मैं कहाँ से इतना पैसा लाऊँ वकील लोगों को देने के लिए। अभी आप लोग, मैं कल मुझे 2-4 फोन आए दिल्ली से, जब याकूब मेमन को फांसी हो गई, याकूब मेमन बोले आपका क्या इरादा ऐसा था, बोले याकूब मेमन का तो वो सुप्रीम कोर्ट से हुआ, मेरा भी बेटे का सुप्रीम कोर्ट में 527 नंबर का केस है, अगर आप लोग उसको विड्रॉल करके वोक्स आपको देते हो
तो आपको लगता होगा कि आपके लिए कौन बोलने वाले।
मैं अभी वो सुप्रीम कोर्ट में जो होगा वो अगर मेरा लेके आता है, आप लोग मुझे मदद करते हो तो ठीक है।
टू मी दीज आर द स्टोरीज ऑफ टू फादर्स दैट आर द ह्यूमन स्टोरीज एंड येट वी आर सिलेक्टिव इन आवर आउटरेज। Meena, let me bring you in. You actually chronicled this extensively, what happened to Mumbai after the riots. This grief is equal. This grief mirrors each other. Yet it is such a politicized discourse.
Precisely, that's the problem, I think. And it's very strange if you ask people, a lot of people think the blast came first and the Muslims took revenge in the riot. It's a strange blip that we have in our memories. And I know Tahir Bhai very well, I've covered his case. They didn't even register an FIR. You know what Justice Sri Krishna said today in Yaqub's case, at least the process was complete. In this case, there's no process of law. And that is the difference. Like you said, there shouldn't be a dichotomy. In grief, in terror, in riots, justice must be universal. And revenge is not justice. And what we are doing today is we are seeking revenge through justice. And
now,
why hasn't justice been delivered in certain cases? And it's not that in the riots, people went up to the Supreme Court in the Gandhi Chowl case. And the case was, the people were acquitted. But no one followed up even that case, where the victims were showcased as the face of the Mumbai riot.
Let me bring in Suresh Walishetty. Suresh Walishetty was the investigating officer in the 93 blast, instrumental in actually nailing the entire Memon family's role and, you know, really cracking that case. So how do you see the developments of the last week? Aap kaise dekhte hain?
When you started the discussion, you are told that whether the justice has been given to the victims.
Yes.
Not only victims. It is the investing agency also. It is our exam also.
Absolutely.
If we fail to detect such type of cases, what will be our fate? So from that angle also, one should think whether the justice has been given to the investing agencies.
And do you believe it has?
Partially.
What would make it complete?
There are some people who are wanted by CBI and Bombay Police. They are to be arrested. They are to be brought. They are to be placed before the court. Trial should go on.
You're saying it's not just justice for the victims like Girish Mehta. It's also justice for people like you and for the invest. It's a vindication.
You may not be knowing when there was such type of incidents. We did not go home for 8 days. Entire police force was after this case. We never went home.
But why that alacrity was not shown when 970 Muslims were killed?
You should have shown why that was not shown.
If you would have shown.
Please respond to that. Suresh.
We are not from judiciary. We are not from politicians.
No, investigation. I'm asking about investigation.
I tell you.
Why you did not investigate about the deaths of 970?
Okay, let him speak.
Investigation which is given to a particular officer, it is he will go only through that particular case.
So you did what you were assigned to
do.
So you can't answer me.
Selective awarding.
Can I get Sanju? Let's just get.
970. Yeah. We just should make it clear that that's not 970 Muslims, Zafar. It was about.
I'm talking of not Muslims.
Yeah. 970. Yeah, yeah, those were also killed.
Victims.
Don't criminalize it.
Victims.
Okay.
Can we
bring in Sanju Varma?
Victims.
Sanju. The BJP and the Shiv Sena objected to Salman Khan, for example, initially going on Twitter. But why has the BJP said nothing at all about your ally, the Shiv Sena, who has been indicted in the Sri Krishna report when it comes to the riots? I think this people are not standing here in defense of Yaqub Memon. People are standing here in demand for consistency of justice.
The spokesperson for BJP Mumbai, now there are 3 points I want to mention precisely.
Yeah.
A, as you rightly said, the debate about whether Yaqub Memon should have been hanged or not, that is closed. He was not hanged either for murder or for illegally possessing explosives.
Yes.
He was basically brought to justice because he waged a war against the Indian state.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And let us not forget that today we need to remember what the United Nations has said in the Global Terrorism Index report that came out last year.
Yeah.
India has the shameful distinction after 10 years of UPA rule of not only being known as the hunger capital and the rape capital of the world, it also has the shameful distinction of being known as the terror capital of the world.
Injustice
and it has been said, let me complete,
capital.
It has been said that India is amongst the 10
most vulnerable nations. So we are not debating the Memon execution. I am saying
so
again and again, we are not debating.
I have a question for her. Let me speak.
Yes.
Now coming to the communal colour.
Yes.
Post-independence, and please listen to this carefully. You know, I have many Muslim friends. In fact, some of my best friends are Muslims.
That said,
please allow me to speak. Have the grace to listen. Post-independence.
Let us speak.
Okay,
sir. Sanju, complete your point. Yeah.
there have been 172 executions, precisely speaking of which.
No, we are not, I'm not interested about Meman. About the duplicity. You answer about the duplicity.
Our justice system is pro-Hindu and, you know.
No, we are not questioned. It is not a discussion. No. You are digressing. It's full stop. No, you
talk. Zafar, let her speak. She has a right to her opinion also.
We are not talking about Meman. You
cannot. Asanj, you complete your point.
Everybody agrees here that the one man who we lost last week, Abdul Kalam, everybody, I think without exception, agrees that he was unbiased, a noble soul.
Yes.
Now let me ask one question. Abdul Kalam received 21 petitions, mercy petitions, when he was the president from 2002 to 2007.
Yes.
And there was only one petition on which he acted, where he said, this guy needs to go to the gallows.
Yes.
Dhananjay Chatterjee,
yes.
for raping and killing a teenager.
Yes.
Does that mean that Abdul Kalam was anti-Bengali? He was anti-Hindu? No.
Lara Jasani. No. I have to. No, there are other people who waited to speak. Lara Jasani. She raises the point that there is an impression being created in the media, in the public discourse, that the judiciary is anti-minority. I think that's what I'm summarizing your position, and she's proving.
But it is she saying, we are not saying.
No, she is saying.
You are saying.
Nobody here has said it. Sanju. Nobody here has cast aspersions on the fairness or the intent of the judiciary. We are talking about what a judge, Justice Sri Krishna, has called a bias. He welcomes the execution of Memon. He's only asking what happened to the riot victims. Now, Lara, I want you to respond to what Sanju has said, that a kind of hysteria is being created. There's a suggestion of bias when it doesn't exist statistically.
See, it's about bias right from the inception.
Yeah.
We are talking about how the police acted in investigating both these separate cases.
Yeah.
When a crime is committed, it is a crime against the state.
Yes.
It becomes the state's responsibility to prosecute that crime.
Yeah.
It becomes the police's responsibility to investigate that crime.
Yeah.
What we saw happened in the riots was the police complicity in the crime and later on its ineffectiveness to prosecute those cases. So the state entirely failed in that process.
Khan Sahab, you're a police officer, do you agree?
I don't think the lady has experienced anything during the riots. I was in charge of North Mumbai.
Yeah.
I was in the thick of riots.
Yes.
There was tremendous bias on part of the police. The common policeman was totally biased. So were some of the officers. We tried to take care of as many cases as possible, but the investigation ultimately went to the police station level, where it was totally bungled up. It was shoddily done. And after the Shiv Sena BJP government came in, it was patronized by them.
But this happened on the Congress watch. Let it be said that this happened on the Congress NCP watch. No party comes out well in this.
All parties failed these riot victims.
Equal hands in the blood of Muslims.
Okay, Lara, Lara, and then Meena, and then Ashok, then Shobha. Yes, come on.
It is not about Congress or BJP.
Yes.
Here the BJP spokesperson might try to color it politically. But we are having a debate on the system and whether it has actually worked for this riot victims or not. What she evaded was the question that you put to her. What happened with the BJP? Why did they not raise any voice against their ally Shiv Sena?
Let me get Ashok Pandit.
Riot victims, I think that is a very
is an evolving process to be.
For many years,
please do not try to give it a communal color.
Okay, guys, cut it out. Cut it out. There are people. Can we remember that there are real people here, that there is Tahir Wagle and Girish here listening to this? We have to have a more honest, gentler conversation. Ashok.
Khan Sahab, with due respect to him, he said that the police bungled up.
Yes.
And he was in his job that time. He wasn't there.
Yes.
So does he take this responsibility of the entire failure of the police?
Good question.
Because just abusing the police officers there and constables.
Yeah.
If you are in the top position, the responsibility was yours. Why didn't you? Why did you allow this to happen?
Well, I was one person. I was going wherever the police failed to act against the rioters and people were being murdered. I went there personally with my boys and I rectified the whole thing. But I couldn't take care of 900 odd cases myself. It would be a superhuman job.
No, okay. Shobha.
I have one more.
Yeah, 1 minute. I will come to everybody. This is the order I'm picking. Shobha.
Thank you. I think what we are talking about is a cover up, an official cover up. That's what it amounts to. Hmm. So there's complicity and there's a cover up, and there have been many such cover ups.
Yeah.
And we don't want to table that because it is going to open a can of worms.
Yes.
Across India and across many such situations.
And across parties, may
and
it be
across
said.
Parties where there has been state complicity. Now, the thing also to ask is that what has the government done for the victims of the blast? Did the government reach out to even one person? Yeah. Was compensation offered?
Yeah.
Have they tried? Have they even visited the homes of Absolutely. Those victims?
Yeah.
I believe they have not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, whatever has happened, we can put it into past tense. Yaqub is dead and gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the government Absolutely. Is in place. Nothing has
Agreed.
Been done.
Agreed. Dilip.
None of us here, I believe, has a brief for the Congress during those riots because Sudhakar Naik was the Chief Minister, Sharad Pawar became the Chief Minister after him. Congress completely failed this country. Okay?
Yeah.
It is also true that once the Shri Krishna Commission started in 1996, the Shiv Sena BJP government, which had come into power, disbanded the Shri Krishna Commission.
Yeah.
And it is Atal Bihari Vajpayee who, in his wisdom, spoke to Manohar Joshi and said, please reinstate the Shri Krishna Commission.
Yeah.
Finally, in 1999, when the Congress came back to power, they came back on a promise to implement the Shri Krishna Commission, which they have failed us again.
Yeah.
So, I don't think anybody of us here has any brief for the Congress.
Meena.
They're not interested. You must blame the Congress, primarily, because of two things. One is they didn't curb the right-wing extremism in this country, and secondly, they did not act in the case of the Sikh riots, the anti-Sikh riots.
But terrorism has no religion, no caste, no creed, and extremism is not right-wing or left-wing. I'm sorry, I take objection to that. Extremism is never right-wing or left-wing.
Police bungled up, that's true. There are 31 policemen whose cases are still pending in the Supreme Court. Why hasn't action been taken?
Okay, can I come back into the audience for just a moment? Now, again, what we have tried to do on this show is actually to say that victims don't care about politics. Victims care about justice.
That's
and
true.
Victims are victims, irrespective of religion and irrespective of party affiliation. True. To my left here is Jilajit Singh. He's a 1993 blast victim. He makes sandwiches outside the Bombay Stock Exchange. To my right is Farooq Mapkar. Took a bullet during the riots, again, a victim of police firing. पहले जिलाजीत आपसे बात करूंगी मैं उस दिन आपको मिली बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में आपने मुझे कहा 22 साल बाद भी मेरे शरीर में आज भी शीशा है आपने मुझे ये भी कहा कि जो शोभा डे कह रही थी कि मुझे कोई नहीं मिलने आया मुझे सरकार की तरफ से ना मेरे से कोई बात करने आया ना मुझे कोई मिलने आया
सही बात है कि बम स्पोर्ट में ज्यादा मतलब मार लगने से बहुत तकलीफ है
आप 6 महीना हॉस्पिटल में
6 महीना जय हॉस्पिटल में थे
और आपने कहा कि शीशा अभी भी
हाँ शीशा भी 100 ग्राम कांच है शरीर के अंदर कोई मदद भी नहीं कर रहा मतलब
तो ये जो फांसी लगी है आपकी जिंदगी बदलेगी
जिंदगी तो नहीं बदलेगी लेकिन जो गुनाह किया है उसको मतलब सजा मिलना चाहिए उससे ये होता है कि मतलब आदमी को लगता है कि मतलब वो गुनाह किया था सजा हुआ कोई मिलने नहीं
कोई नेता नहीं कोई किसी पार्टी का नहीं
कोई भी पार्टी का नहीं बीजेपी का नहीं आया
कांग्रेस
का नहीं आया शिवसेना का नहीं आया कोई भी पार्टी नहीं आया कोई मदद नहीं किया
And this is the point, Shobha, you were making. It's the invisibility of being a victim in India. You know, the invisibility of it. And I have here Farooq. आपके साथ क्या?
मैं 10 जनवरी 1993 को जब मस्जिद में नमाज पढ़ने गया था तो अचानक पुलिस इंस्पेक्टर और उसकी टीम मस्जिद में घुसती है और फायरिंग करती है डरने के बाद ऐसा होता है कि हम लोग मस्जिद के जितने दरवाजे बंद कर देते हैं वहाँ पर एक खिड़की खुली रहती है वहाँ पर जब एक खिड़की खुली रहती है तो वहाँ से इंस्पेक्टर निखिल कापसे ने हम लोगों पर एक फायरिंग करना शुरू कर दिए लेकिन इत्तेफाक ऐसा हुआ कि मेरे आगे एक लड़का था उसको गोली लगी मैंने जैसा उसको बाजू किया तो दूसरी गोली आकर मुझे लगी लेकिन उस दौरान भी पुलिस वाले वहाँ पर गालियाँ और हम लोग को दे रहे थे हमारे को इतने डरे हुए थे लेकिन पुलिस के साथ में सीआरएफ के कुछ नौजवान थे जिसमें एक सरदार था सरदार बेचारा रिक्वेस्ट कर रहा था पुलिस वालों से लेकिन पुलिस वाले कहीं मानने को तैयार नहीं है आप जो सिस्टम की बात करते हैं उसके बाद हमको वहां से लेकर गए पुलिस स्टेशन में हमको बंद किया गया 3:30 बजे तक सिर्फ हमारे नाम और पते लिखने के लगे उसके बाद वहां से हमको 3 बजे के बाद 4 बजे केम हॉस्पिटल में लेकर गए वहां पर भी हमको मारा गया फिर मैंने कहा मुझे अभी इलाज नहीं करना है उसके बाद मुझे 15 दिन जेल में रखा गोली के साथ में और उसके बाद मेरे
इलाज भी नहीं
इलाज भी नहीं हुआ
गोली के साथ 15 दिन
के साथ में मैं 15 दिन अंदर रहा और उसके बाद मेरे पर 302 307 के केसेस लगे। केसेस लगने के बाद भी मुझे 2009 तक कोर्ट में जाना पड़ा और साथ में जब एक आदमी जब पुलिस के जो विटनेसेस थे उसके अंदर कुछ मुसलमान थे कुछ हिंदू थे लेकिन एक हिंदू जो था जिसका नाम श्रावण किल्लारी करके था उसके हाथ में गोली लगी थी उसने अपने कोर्ट में आकर एक बयान दिया था जिसने कहा था कि मुझे गोली पुलिस ने मारी और मुसलमानों ने मुझे हॉस्पिटल में लेकर गए लेकिन वो स्टेटमेंट भी जज जो थी सालुंग के जो शिवड़ी 5 नंबर कोर्ट में थी वो स्टेटमेंट।
मैं आपसे एक बात पूछना चाहती हूँ, आपने बहुत अच्छी एक बात बताई हमें कि ऐसा नहीं है कि एक हिंदू मुस्लिम ये मामला हिंदू वर्सेस मुस्लिम नहीं है। आज आप यहाँ आपके जो हिंदू भाई हैं ये जिला जीत बैठे हैं वहाँ ताहिर है गिरीश भाई है आप क्या बोलना चाहेंगे मुंबई शहर आज 22 साल बाद ये हिंदू वर्सेज मुस्लिम मामला नहीं।
आपको मैं वापस बताना चाहता हूँ कि हमारे मुंबई के अंदर अगर कोई आदमी गिरता है तो उसका धर्म नहीं देखा जाता है और उसका जात नहीं देखी जाती है अगर उसको जो मदद करने की होती है वो आपको वो मदद करती है
पर तो इंसानियत की बात
इंसानियत जो होती है आज भी लोगों में है
बिल्कुल बिल्कुल और मैं आई वांट टू टेक दिस टू सुरेश वाली शेट्टी आई एम टेकिंग अ फ्यू ऑडियंस क्वेश्चंस एज वी बिगिन टू टेक लास्ट कमेंट्स मिस्टर वाली शेट्टी यू नो यू स्पोक एंड आई अग्री विद यू अबाउट विंडिकेशन फॉर द इन्वेस्टिगेटिव एजेंसीज पीपल लाइक योरसेल्फ हु क्रैक्ड द 93 ब्लास्ट केस बट व्हाई वुड यू वांट द सेम पुलिस फोर्स टू गेट अ बैड नेम About, you know, when people perceive riots. Injustice from the police, in the riots.
Madam, in the riots also, when there was a circulation commission,
yes.
And they submitted some reports,
yes.
On the basis of the reports, the cases were registered against the police officers, they were in custody.
Yes.
Even a police officer of the rank of joint commissioner, that is Mr. R.D. Tyagi, he was also arrested. And it is not that we look at the whether it's a Hindu or no.
Yeah.
When I was posted at Bhendi Bazar, when I took a search, of the residence of Salim Talwar, I found lot of these acid bottles and all. The people, they were attacking us. I told them, don't come here. They were still aggressive.
Yeah.
Then I told them, if you will not stop, I will open fire.
Yes.
I don't know who were they.
Yes.
But they were the rioters.
And you're saying you did not at that point look at the religion of the rioters.
Yes.
Good.
I had to open fire.
Okay.
I killed 2 persons.
Yes.
Second incident I will give you. I was patrolling. I was passing Matunga police station. There 2 persons came and halted my vehicle. I was full with AK-47 and all. I was requested ki saab jara chalo. Ye transit camp jo sign hai. Wo sign mein hamara pura entire 18 logon ka family confined ho gaya hai. Pura sab Reuters hai. Unko maar dalenge. Main unko bola bhai tum Matunga police station ka madad leo. Ye job मेरा नहीं है मैं दूसरा काम के लिए नहीं बोला सर माटुंगा का वायरलेस गया 2 बार पब्लिक ने उनको वापस भेजा तो बोला चल तू मेरे पीछे चल
सो व्हाट इज योर व्हाट इज द पॉइंट
आई वेंट देयर जितना 8 लोग थे देयर वाज अ लॉट ऑफ ऑब्स्ट्रक्शन फॉर मी आल्सो बट सिंस वी आर 4 persons आई रेस्क्यूड ऑल दोस 18
सो यू आर सेइंग द पुलिस एवरी पुलिस ऑफिसर शुड नॉट बी विलिफाइड देयर वर टफ डिसीजंस यू डू नॉट रिकॉग्नाइज द रिलीजन ऑफ अ राइटर समटाइम्स यू हैव टू शूट एंड योर पॉइंट इज टेकन
पुलिस हैव नो रिलीजन We okay. We don't know Quran, Bhagavad Gita,
okay,
our religion.
Their job is the toughest. To be fair, neutral, without any color, their job is the toughest. My only small point is, I am very much saddened at the selective outrage of the intelligentsia in our country at what they have been doing at the the hanging that has happened and the semi justice that has been brought in it's mind boggling to see that he's a terrorist and he was trivialized into making some sort of a hero with the kind of procession that happened and it was unbelievable
let me get
the procession is a ritual in Islam. It is not something that you're supporting the person. It is a procession of janaza that follows. I am a Muslim. I do not consider him as a hero at all. What I am telling you right now is about the ritual that followed after, behind the janaza.
It's a
it gives a very wrong message to the young what they are seeing on TV, you see big headlines at saying that they hand Yaqub.
This is what I was going to come to.
Now let us speak. What would you like? Okay, you're saying, you're trying to explain this procession is a ritual, irrespective of who the man is. This is what happens. What do you want to say on the overall case? You're saying Yaqub Memon no hero for you.
No hero for me. Absolutely not. Nor am I judging as to whether the Indian judiciary has passed the right order or not. I'm sure they have used their minds. I am a lawyer myself. I know the judiciary has passed a proper judgment, use their wisdom correctly. Yeah. But what my contention is, we have other cases in the past, since this is an entire discussion about death penalty. We have Dara Singh committed who has committed heinous crimes. We have Babu Bajrangi. How would you, what are the parameters? How would you decide whether
Yasin,
one person...
Yasin Malik also, should, lot of people.
Ashok. Okay, last comments. I'll keep taking a few audience questions. Ashok, last thoughts.
I just want to go ahead with what he said.
Yeah.
It's one of the shameful headlines of a newspaper which says they hanged. It's a slap on the system.
But you
it's
can't blame people for that particular headline. I'm not telling her. Okay, let him speak. I'm not telling her.
Yeah. I'm telling what he said.
Okay. Last question which arises
in our minds, a terrorist has been hanged, and the media and a section of people are screaming and shouting as if Bhagat Singh has been hanged, yaar.
Looking into the discussions and other things, I feel that India is the only country where all legal options, legal avenues, everything has been given to the terrorist or whosoever. That is number one. It has not taken 1 or 2 months, it has taken decades.
21
and
years.
Number two, I want to please look into the status of the victims. Only
on of both, both all victims.
All victims, all, irrespective all. Of their religion. Yes. Only a couple of months ago, I would recollect one, I think if I recollect the name, Pradeep Sawant or so, who was leading a vegetable life for about 20 years or so. Yeah. He was affected by the bomb blast case. He was leading a vegetable life and he died.
Yes.
And just think of the wife and the small children. There have been people also who have shrapnels in their body and still leading their life, and they have spent lakhs of rupees on treatment.
Zafar.
So I think, Barkha,
yes,
we need to expand this whole debate of terrorism. In Bombay,
In Mumbai.
Come on, what will happen if you say Bombay? I'm saying it.
Mumbai.
Are these the issues that we should be debating? Please make your point.
About Salman Khan's tweet, people suddenly wake up.
Yeah.
And they want to take this issue in the parliament. I want to ask those people. In this Mumbai, 13,000 Hindus' life-saving has been looted by an exchange called National Spot Exchange. They are all Hindus, and there is 3 lakh crore of bad loan, not NPA, ma'am, which is never going to come back. Is this act of terror or not?
How is this an act of terror? It's corruption. It's corruption. How is that terrorism?
I need to make one quick point.
Okay, Sanju, listen, we are really out of time.
Why are they not raising this?
Sanju. Okay, Sanju.
I think, Barkha, you know, this debate is not about Hindu versus Muslim, class versus
right.
Yes.
Let me just complete. I'll just, you know, take you back 3 weeks back when Mr. Dullah released his book,
yes,
The Vajpayee Year.
Yes.
And I know so many people who are not the so-called right wing, you know, since that term was used, said, why did we not intercept that plane in Amritsar? Why did we allow the three terrorists to go? You know, we could have, you know, not let go of those terrorists.
So what's your point? What's your point?
And even saved the 158 people.
Yes.
So same people who that time said that India is a soft state, today say, why did we hang Memon? So I think the problem is with our double speak, us being a hypocrite.
Okay.
This is not a communal issue. Let's make it more absolutely. Let everybody have a view. Everybody has a freedom to speech. I would like to add on to the spokesperson of BJP. They literally waged a war against the state. He wanted to cripple the government, create a scare and fear in the people of Mumbai.
Can I please, I can't hear any of you now. Dilip, last thousand comments.
I would like to ask this audience and you, madam,
yeah,
is that not waging war against India? I just want to place that. Is that not? That's all. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Now we have to move on. Lara.
Barkha, this is about a larger debate also. Whether executing somebody would bring closure to the victims, whether it is the correct form of punishment.
Yeah.
Today we have to look at it as a civilized nation. Yeah. Do we want the state to murder when we don't want the people of the state to murder? So This is also about the larger debate of whether death penalty should be retained in our country.
It should be.
And okay, when you...
Okay, please, you don't have a mic. Now, please. Listen, I'm really requesting you not to speak when you don't have a mic. Okay?
I think when in fact the same gentleman raised an issue about the intelligentsia coming out and supporting Yakub Memon or condemning his execution, the support is not for his acts of crime. It is condemning death penalty in toto. I mean, if tomorrow a Maya Kodrani gets death penalty, or tomorrow Baja or a Babu Bajrangi gets death penalty, or anybody gets death penalty, or a Delhi
rapist gets
death penalty.
A killer should be killed. A killer should be killed. A killer should not be allowed to live. He has no right to live.
Let us speak. I have to end. I have to start ending. Please, start. Yeah.
See, finally,
last point.
Excuse
one
me, please don't point. Shout over there.
One last point.
Excuse
me,
please.
One last point.
I just want one last
point. Let me make one last point. Let me make one last point. Pakistan suspended death penalty in 2008. Okay? Pakistan removed the moratorium on death penalty only after the brutal killing in Peshawar on 17th December 2014 when 132 children died. And now, post that, every week, at least there are 5 executions because they say deterrent may not be an absolute, you know, so definitely.
We are not Pakistan. Using Pakistan as a role
model.
We are not using Pakistan as a role model here.
We are not using
Pakistan. As a role model.
We are not using okay. You know, you're all speaking together. You're all speaking together. Sanju, please.
Just one last point. One last point, Barkha. We started this debate saying that we are going to talk on 2 issues. One is the dichotomy, and the second is whether death penalty is the correct form of punishment or not.
Yes.
Now, we have exhausted all our time talking about the dichotomy. And this dichotomy, in fact, from the same human cases that you have brought forth, is quite clear. One got support from the judiciary and from the state system, and Yakub Memon is hanged today for some reason or the other, whether it's a closure or the other.
Okay. I have to move
my
on.
Point, my point.
I know,
come
I have
to my
to
point.
This is the last the question. Is, and show,
just one last
Lara,
point.
No, I can't. I'm out of time.
No, please. I'm just saying philosophically, it's an important debate.
Meena, last thoughts.
I just feel that as a nation, if you're going to have an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, it's not going to get us anywhere. And I think revenge is not justice. And I'm not going to comment. I am firmly against death penalty. And I think as a nation, we have a long way to go in recreating compassion, universal compassion, not selective compassion.
Okay, Ashok.
Yeah, Barkha, it's not the question of eye for an eye. If a killer doesn't, if the mind that nothing is going to happen to him, he'll continue keep on killing people
it
and he'll be keeping
more
and
more
of scot-free.
So
he has, to be, he has to be hanged and he has to be killed.
Barkha, it is a very effective deterrent if carried out in time. If you delayed by 20 years and 30 years, naturally it's not a deterrent.
Zafar, 20 seconds.
Now, I think now, after all this has happened, we again need to live with compassion, sacrifice, and togetherness. I think this is the need of the hour.
Wrap it up for us.
I want to say just this, that on the day of the hanging, and on the funeral, there were 2 funerals on the same day.
Yes.
And one funeral made it to the front pages. The other funeral of a very great man was on the 5th or 7th page.
5 pages.
So I think it's time also to give credit to our policemen and investigating officers. They did a remarkable job and maintained peace and order on a very volatile day. So let's not make them into demons and villains. Because we need the safety that they provide. Let's also not demonize the judiciary. If people lose faith in that, then there's very little hope left in India. So let's look at the future in a more positive way. Let's have a debate on capital punishment, not with one section demanding it, but let it be a democratic process.
Yeah.
And if it's a referendum that everybody agrees on, then by all means, change it constitutionally, not in a TV studio.
I will just end by saying that never forget that there are real people and real lives at stake. So whether it is Tahir Wagle, who's sitting next to Girish Mehta today, or Jilajit Singh and Farooq Mapkar, these are real people. And hopefully, if the Memon execution is the beginning of a process of justice, then there has to be justice for all. And I think we can all agree on that. Thank you very much for joining us.